Blaine Gabbert, I want to know why we should draft you.
Because if you don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we boo. Land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we
got Zimmel, Tony, Kevin Plow, and Agent Dave, Jay Wild Tyler, and Leaf Blast Terrible Trades, Alex and Andrew, and don't forget the good old Eason, our fantasy football league, tis the season.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we booze.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need to clean up on aisle 5 after that one, man. I'll tell you what, you might.
The land of 10,000 plus coons fantasy league podcast is back. Knock on fucking wood if you're with me. Your host, Ryan Eason, Team Double Vag, Double Anal, back for another season. Season 3, Episode 1. Good to be back. It's good to be back. I know at the beginning of last season, I said I wasn't sure if I was going to be back. And before this season started, I pretty much said I wasn't going to be coming back. And here I am again. Another year, another season of the pod. I'm basically pulling a Brett Favre, coming in at the last second, no preparation, just ready to fucking go and record some awesome content for you folks to listen to. A lot of different reasons for why I came back, a bunch of little things that led to this decision. One is people kept asking, are you doing the pod? I'd love to have it again. And he said, no, not doing it. But the request just kept coming in. And then I went on to Anchor, where my podcast platform is hosted, and did a little digging and looked into my listening audience and found out that the pod went international. That was one of my goals, is to make it go across the country and then eventually to other countries, and we did it. We now have listeners in Germany, Sweden, Finland, and the UK, in addition to the US. In fact, 6% of my listening audience is from Germany. So to my German listeners out there, Max Gut. And then there's the 350 Club. For $3.50, you can become a league sponsor for the season. And season hadn't even started. I hadn't even done a single episode of the pod, and I already had one 350 request come in. I had people paying me for a podcast I hadn't even started yet. So I couldn't just give back the $3.50. I figured, well, I better dedicate a whole fantasy football season's worth of time to do another podcast. So start the show, 350 Club. For $3.50, you become a league sponsor, get your name shout out on every episode of the season. And our first member, Max Gerke, thank you for the 350. So it was a long off season for the Eason and crew. It's been a long time since we've done the last episode. I think it was back in December. If I remember right, I didn't even recap championship season like I was going to. I just said, fuck it, that's all. Dark times were just going back to last season, but well, let's rewind back and pick up where we left off. 2018 fantasy football season. If you remember, we had the Catalina wine mixing, Kevin Plow with a 500 record, or let's see here. Yeah, basically us barely going over 500, a 7-5 record going up against the coefficient Andrew Flip, and who had a much better team. In the last episode, I predicted that miracles do happen, And the Catalina Wine Mixin would go from last place to first place. Was I right? Absolutely fucking not. The Kobe Fishing just absolutely shit-kicked Evan. Evan didn't do bad. He got 108 points. But the Kobe Fishing just so strong with that quarterback-kicker combo, winning 108 to 144.9. It also helped that he had really good fucking players on his team as well. And then in third place, we had Alex Williams going up against Asian Dave. Let's see here. This fucking site is going so slow. But anyways, Alex, the hairy butt kicker, going up against Asian Dave. She threw free three throws for the third place winner's consolation ladder. This is what this is called. And she threw three free throws, won 116.6 to 98.7. So congrats to Asian Dave on his third place consolation prize. And congrats to Kevin Plow for his second place finish, going from absolutely an abysmal team to runner up. And then finally, congrats to the coefficient, Andrew Flitt, who, man, just seems to be pretty Eddie steady in this fantasy league. Always in the playoffs, always in there for the money and winning another championship. God, I fucking hate you. And if we go to the overall league standings, so as I said, Andrew won, Catalina Wine Mixin in second, she threw three free throws in third, Harry Butt Kicker Alex in fourth, Andrew Lux Neckbeard, Tyler Herman took fifth. I Love TDs in My Face, Jordan Walmo took sixth. Gruden the Trade Master, David Leafblad in seventh. Carry On My Wayward Johnson, Tony Raker took eighth. Double Vag, Double Anal, Ryan Easton in ninth. And in the shitter, we got StarCraft, Bamachu, and Zimmel in last place. So I didn't take last. It shows here I have the worst record at 3-10, but I see my name above Zimmel in the standings, and I think that was due to a win in the consolation playoff bracket, just squeaking by a victory there. So let's throw this this last fantasy season in the trash can and move on to bigger and better things, 2019. And you're probably wondering how things have been going for your favorite fantasy football league's members and what's been going on in the off season since last year ended to this year. So let's do a quick update around the league, shall we? Starting from StarCraft, Bamachu, and Zimmel. As far as I know, Zimmel's still a prison guard protecting us from Minnesota's most evil and keeping our streets safe. And I believe he still has a dog named Realm, apparently doing well. And, I think he's playing a lot of FF14 these days. Zimmel, I've been sending you link shell messages, bro, and you're not returning them. I don't know what's going on. Must be too busy to save the Realm. But I think he's getting less fatter, so good for him. He's lost some weight this offseason. Not sure if he's trying to box again or what, but good for you, Zim. And then next we got Carry On My Wayward Johnson, Phony Faker. Phony is still somehow our league commissioner, despite us giving him a lot of shit. But, you know, he got the job done. He made the draft call decision, got a system set up where we picked where and when we were going to do the draft. And I thank him for that. It's not an easy job. Believe he is still dating Aaron. Aaron is her name, I believe. And he still has a fro. So that's Phony Raker. Next up we got Leaf Bad. Leaf Bad is still the best goddamn assistant basketball coach this side of the North Suburbs has ever seen. And still pursuing to climb the ranks in the basketball world, and someday you'll see him in the NCAA March Madness tournament. Mark my word, Leafblad is still loud as fuck, still makes outrageous trades, and we need that guy in the league. So thank you, Leafblad, for all you do in this league. I Love TDs in My Face, Jordan Walmo. Womo got a new job where he makes pretty decent money now, and it's fucking awesome because he does cool stuff with us now, like go to the titty bar on a more regular basis than he already did. Or he doesn't. I guess he always did go to the titty bar, but now he can go and not feel guilty about it as much. And he'll actually go out drinking with us and buy things. It's really cool. Womo, I look forward to seeing what you're going to do this season. Tyler Herman, Andrew Luck's neckbeard. Tyler, as far as I'm still, to my knowledge, is still married, still got the house, and yeah, so you know he's still kicking it. We don't get to see him as much down south in Rochester. He's our far away from home league player. I suppose most of you in leagues probably have that guy. That's Tyler for us. And yes, Rochester is as far as fuck in our eyes. And Tyler got it. Got a kid, I believe, since the end of last season, and he named his kid after me, Easton, pretty much after me. So thanks, Tyler, for that, I guess. Harry Buck kicker, Alex Williams. Al is still provided us with a home to welcome us to not only party but host our draft. It's going to be back-to-back years. We're having the draft at his place, and we've had it many other years past. So thank you, Al, for your hospitality and allowing us to party in your basement and play pig in your driveway and eat your food and drink your soda and making that intro song that still gives me goosebumps to these days when I hear Blaine Gabbert's name play. She threw three free throws, Asian Dave. Asian Dave is the best bartender in the North Suburbs, working at Famous Dave's. No, he is not the Famous Dave, but he's the Famous Dave in my eyes. And it's something new about Dave that I've liked over the last year is he's started to party more. He's retired. He's come out of the shell and retired from being done with drinking, and it's awesome. He's not like his college days. He's gotten a lot more mature with his drinking, and it's fun to see. Also, fun fact about Asian Dave: if you haven't seen the movie Good Boys yet, watch it. If you want to know, if you've never seen Asian Dave before, there's a kid in there. He's the badass kid that the other kids are trying to impress, and that's basically Asian Dave 15 years ago. So picture that kid in his mid to upper 20s, and that's Asian Dave for you. Even has the same facial expressions and everything. The Caddy Little Wine Mixing, Kevin Plow. Kevin got a kid. This should become no surprise to people with all the unprotected sex that he had at the Camerata. But yeah, kid's name is Jameson. I think he's like 6-7 months old or something like that. He likes taking him for walks, taking him to the park, and using him to get laid. I believe he's a mix of a husky and a German Shepherd, I believe. So if you didn't catch on to that, it's a dog that we're referring to. Kevin Paul got a dog. The coefficient, Andrew Flick. I have no idea what the fuck's going on with Flick these days. There's that one guy in the league you have no idea what the fuck he does or what he's doing or anything about his life. You just see him on draft day. He seems to be doing well, and then you part ways with him, and then you wait till next year. Maybe a rare outing or two in between, but you know that's Flick for me. So not much to report there. As far as I know, he's still alive and still gonna see him on draft day. And then for myself, Double Badge, Double Aim, Ryan Eason. I'm lacing up the shoes on Tokyo soil a little bit later this year. Going to be running the Tokyo Marathon. Still doing my running thing. And still just watching a lot of sports and doing some gambling here and there. And working during the week and partying on the weekends. Just trying to get fucked up as much as I can. All right. So you got that update. Let's go into a little preview of the league and I guess recap kind of what's about our league and how it's broken down. So basically, 10-person league, $100 buy-in. We get it's a keeper league, so you can keep up to two players. You can keep those players for up to 2 years, and you get some sort of a discount on them. I don't fucking remember what it is. I'm not going to say because I don't want to butcher it. But you get them at a cheaper price than what their face value is. Draft is going to be this Sunday, so fucking tomorrow. So this is our little draft preview episode. But, yeah, draft is this Sunday. I forget what time, sometime in the afternoon, like 1 o'clock or something, maybe 3. I don't remember. But it's going to be at Alex's basement. We tried to get the draft at a hotel, or Hooters was a really popular idea. Hooters almost won. We did a league poll, and Al's basement just got beaten out because this league is lame as fuck and just wants to draft in people's garages and basements and not do anything cool. But yeah, it's whatever. Still got the cast going. I'll still try to make this as fun as possible. But yep, we do quarterback. Let's see here. For how we break down our players. Ah, fuck it. We don't need to break that down. Yeah, pretty much basic settings. Standard league scoring, head-to-head points. Roster size is 16. Bench players is 7. 9 total starters. Yeah, we do decimal points. So for every yards, it's 0.1 points. Non-PPR league, because PPR actually stands for pussies play receptions. I caught a fucking ball. I should get a full fantasy point. No, fuck that. I'll be catching passes all day in the fucking CRFL. Don't mean shit. What matters is tutties, titties, because they sound like titties, and then fucking those yards, baby. That should all that matter. Half point PPR, I guess it's okay. But yeah. And let's see here. I think that's it for that. Now we'll go into the. We don't. Since the season hasn't started yet, we can't do a pussies can't play segment, but. I got a new segment for this week, a special edition, and it's called the Pussies Who Are Threatening to Not Playlist, based off the piece of shit Le'Veon Bell. First up on this list, we got Antonio Brown. This fucking guy. First off, there's things going on with his foot, where apparently there's some issues there, and then that kind of seemed to be going okay. And then the next new fucking controversy is his helmet. Like, Antonio Brown's got this fucking, like, specific helmet he really likes to wear, and it's not by league NFL standard this year. And he's threatening not to play because he can't wear this goddamn helmet. So more to be seen on that. I think he will play. I'd find it hard to believe he's not going to play because of a fucking helmet, but who the fuck knows? It's 2019. You never know. Next up on this, we got Ezekiel Elliott. Dallas Cowboys running back. He's taken after Le'Veon Bell. Fucking wants to get paid more. Wants that cheddar. And I think Jerry Jones made a little joking comment about it, saying Zeke who? And basically, Ezekiel Elliott did not really find that funny, nor did his agent. So we'll see what happens in that deal soon. But, yeah, very, very interesting going on there. Next up, we got Melvin Gordon, Los Angeles Chargers running back. Similar situation. Motherfucker thinks he wants to get paid more. I think he's worth a lot more. Basically holding out. So he's threatened to not play. So we'll see how that goes there. So. He made the Pussy Might Not Play list. Jadeveon Clowney, he's on the list. I know he's defense, but this will go under the Houston Texans defense. Something to consider when drafting them. Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of talks about him leaving the Texans, so that edge rushing attack that Houston has is going to dwindle without him. Just something to think about. All right, and then that kind of segues into another session I wanted to go over, and that's some overrated players in fantasy that I think that you should look out for. So all three of those guys definitely meet that criteria. Antonio Brown, Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon. Fuck people that are threatening to hold out. Trust me, I've been in this situation before. It actually can fucking happen where the player doesn't play an entire season just because he's a piece of shit and wants more money. And AB's on the Raiders now, so who the fuck knows how that's going to work out. A couple other guys to watch out for that are listed super high in the rankings. Fucking the guy that started it all with this holdout shit, Le'Veon fucking Bell. Playing for the fucking Jets now. When's the last time the Jets have had a relatively good fantasy running back? Fuck if I know either. Fuck that guy. Wanted to hold out. Thought he was worth a shit ton. Thought he was super valuable to the Steelers. So he fucking sat out. James Conner took his place. Well, guess what, fucking Le'Veon Bell? I just got the new NFL video game, Madden 20. And guess what the fucking first thing they have you do is they fucking have you, before you even get to the main menu, they have you play in the fucking Pro Bowl. You know, that game where the best fucking players in the NFL face off against each other from the AFC and NFC. And guess who the fucking starting running back for the AFC was? James fucking Conner, because he had a great fucking year. Because it's the Steelers fucking system and not you that made you so great with your stats. Insert fucking running back on the Steelers and they're going to be good. Well, fucking Le'Veon Bell, I don't know, maybe he'll be good, but I would take him with some caution. Plays for the fucking Jets now. Guy's a cock. Moving on. Couple of other guys that are high on this list. Cam Newton's number 5 on the list here for quarterbacks. I think fucking Cam Newton is going to be retiring from the NFL and become a fashion model, but by the end of 2020 is what I'm seeing here. And I think he just the other day walked off limping, so there's something to be cautious about there. Cam Newton will take a hard look at him and decide if you really want him on your team or not. I know there's a lot of Cam Newton fans out there, but just something to consider. Let's see here. Leonard Fournette. Going for $32, number 14. This guy is always fucking hurt. Right next to him is Derrick Henry, number 15. Again, just a very sketchy. He's had some monster performances, but he's been so hyped. At the beginning of his career, was thought he was going to be the stud and just didn't perform. He's a big ass back, but I don't know. I think it's kind of a scary pick for what his value is. Who are some others here? Let's go to receivers here, overrated ones, in my opinion. Keep in mind, this is just my opinion. Amari Cooper, number 10, $36? Holy shit, all right. Put a fucking asterisk next to your Amari Cooper list here. This guy is a fucking pile. I know he had some fucking sparks when he got the trade to the Dallas Cowboys, but he's got fucking Dak Prescott throwing him the rock. Dak Prescott is not a fucking good quarterback. Fuck Amari Cooper. I don't know. Take this guy with a grain of salt. We already mentioned Antonio Brown. Fucking Alshon Jeffrey. I had an opportunity to keep him on my team. I decided not to. The guy is ranked number 19 and for $19. And 19's an ugly ass number. That's just a bad omen right there. That he's got a double 19 going for him. And this guy's just always fucking hurt. He's just so fucking annoying to have on your team. Just do yourself a favor and don't fucking pick Alshon Jeffrey. That'll be it for now. And we'll move on to players to actually watch that I like. We'll skip out on the players that are like, you know, your fucking top three, top five picks that seem like they'll be a for sure thing, and kind of move down to guys that are gonna be like second round or later. We'll start with quarterbacks here. I kept Matt Ryan as one of my keepers. I already got made fun of a little bit for it. But you know what? Matt Ryan is fucking ranked higher than Aaron Rodgers, who our championship Andrew Flick decided to keep, according to my list here. So fuck you. I'm calling you out, Commissioner Tony, to your message there saying yikes. Matt Ryan, absolute stud. Back-to-back years being the number two fantasy quarterback. Super underrated. Throws a shit ton of yards. For the most part, always produces. Has hella good receivers. A good O-line. The guy's going to be solid. Another quarterback, Baker fucking Mayfield. This guy just absolutely fucks. Not sure if there's any other way to describe it. Absolutely killed it last year. It was like by far probably the best rookie quarterback, and now he's got Odell Beckham paired up with Jarvis Landry. And everyone's hyping on the Browns train. I don't know about the Browns if they're going to be good and make the playoffs and make a championship push, but fucking Baker will put up fantasy numbers. I'll know that. They'll do good. Moving on to running backs here, not in the top 10 that I like. Fucking another Cleveland player, Nick Chubb. He should be good with Baker Mayfield and that new offense. I think he's going to be pretty much the go-to guy. Duke Johnson, there's some stupid shit going on with him, and I think he was like he's another guy that wants a bigger contract. And what the fuck, you're Duke fucking Johnson. Get the hell out of here with that. Like Chubb a lot. Right next to him, carry on fucking Johnson, because this guy will hold your dick all the way to the playoffs. I think this guy is going to be an absolute stud. 1,000 plus yards this year with multiple touchdowns is my prediction there. A couple other guys I like going farther down. Phillip Lindsay for Denver. Nice running back that no one saw coming last year that should have another good year, I would think. I know they got Royce Freeman, but I think it's Phillip Lindsay's job to lose. LaShawn McCoy for Buffalo. I believe he's, once a big name, now I'm just, moving really far down the list here. But as far as I'm concerned, he's the fucking number one running back still for Buffalo. I think they got a guy named Devin Singletary, but I don't know. McCoy is higher on the depth chart. He's still playing, so for $2, hell, not a bad pick there. Austin Eckler for the Los Angeles Chargers, another guy I like because Melvin Gordon's being one of those holdout bitches. So Eckler was pretty good even with Gordon. So God, if Gordon doesn't play some weeks, fuck knows how good that guy could be. Moving on to receivers, like Kelvin Ridley a lot, pairing up with Matty Ice. To compliment Julio Jones there, nice receiver there. Jarvis Landry, his value's gone way down this year because of Odell Beckham, but I think he, with Baker slinging that rock, he'll still be really fucking good. For ESPN has him here for $6. That's an absolute steal. Will Fuller V, a guy I absolutely love. Houston Texans, valued at $3, one of the fastest receivers in the NFL, and he's got the number two ranked fantasy quarterback, Deshaun Watson, tossing that potato to him. And, I won't go too other deep into this. I don't want my fellow league members to give me smart ideas trying to steal my players. So that's basically all I got for this episode. Just a quick introduction episode. Tomorrow we got the draft, so next week we'll do one of my favorite times of the year where we do draft recap and grade everyone's piece of shit teams. But best of luck to everyone and their squads. Hope you enjoyed this episode. It's good to be fucking back. Love this time of year. I'm going to be doing in addition to fantasy football, we're going to be doing a pick'em challenge that I'm going to be hosting. So if you want to be on that, tweet at me at @NotRyanEason or send me a message. If you have my cell, text me, hit me up whatever way you can. I'll give you your email and I'll get you on the list. But it's going to be $10 a week. Pick them against the spread. You don't have to do it every week if you don't want to, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Cash prizes for first, second, and third place. Tiebreaker will be Monday Night Football game if people have the same amount of picks correct. It's going to be a blast. But good luck to everyone in their fantasy seasons, except for Flop, because you fucking are always in the playoffs. I want you to have a dog shit year, finally. And tune in next week for the draft results. Thanks, everyone.